Hallelujah. I just felt such an appreciation. This is such an opportunity. Not only ourselves and what we feel like we've lost, but the people around us. How many people have we seen and come into contact with that have that spirit of grief and loss, and they're not able to move through it? I am so thankful that we can stand in the gap for those individuals and take back for them what the enemy has tried to stir up and the gravel that he's trying to throw in their face. We have the opportunity, and it's based on the word, to stand in the gap and take back for them so that they can move forward. And we have to watch our confession about this generation and the generation that has really been through 2020 and all the virtual stuff and the isolation and the interpersonal skills. This is an opportunity for us to stand in the gap and say they are not only going to come out of this with appreciation, with gratitude, with light in their eyes, and coming out of darkness into the light of the Son of Righteousness, but that they'll start to hear the voice of the Spirit. They'll move forward in the natural and in the Spirit. This is not a lost generation. So I just feel like we all need to just really take this opportunity and really enter in and really stand in the gap, because when we lift up others, the Lord takes care of us. He takes care of our house. He fills us back up. So let's ask the Holy Spirit who we can stand in the gap for. And thank you for being obedient.
you mean it. sing This Is the Joy one more time.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. Oh, yeah. I will rejoice. I will rejoice.
Joy and strength and victory this morning.